A Cairns councillor has compared historical racial discrimination in South Africa to Queensland's COVID-19 vaccination policies. Division 9's Brett Olds told 7 News he's opposed the state government policy allowing only fully vaccinated patrons access to certain venues from December 17.
Anytime you create division, whether it's apartheid in South Africa with black versus white, women versus men, vaccinated versus unvaccinated now in Australia, I've never seen it come out with a positive result.
The apartheid comments received a swift rebuke from the member for Barron River, Craig Crawford, so much so he's actually calling for Councillor Olds, who is unvaccinated, to resign if he doesn't get the jab.
Can I condemn Councillor Olds for his statements yesterday? He compared the government's announcement yesterday to apartheid. If you speak to anyone who endured the South African apartheid, they'll tell you that they were not in a position to change the colour of their skin. They were not in a position to change their ethnic background. Unvaccinated Queenslanders are in a position to get vaccinated. You hold that power, not the government. Councillor Olds needs to get vaccinated, or Councillor Olds needs to resign.
That is Queensland Government Minister Craig Crawford. He's also the member for Barron River, calling on Division 9 Councillor Brett Olds to quit if he doesn't get vaccinated. But the Councillor is standing his ground. He's told Drive's Sam Davis he will not resign, that his comments were misinterpreted, and that being unvaccinated will not stop him from representing his community.
Craig doesn't really know what's going on. He's making comments based on what he thinks I said rather than listening to what I actually said. So the comment I exactly said yesterday when I was interviewed by Channel 7, they asked me what I thought about the Premier's latest, you know, December 17th, splitting up the nation to have vaccinated, unvaccinated, or splitting up the state. And I said, look, any time I've seen division in any country, we create division with the community or the residents, whether that be apartheid or whether it's now in Australia, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, which is still people's right to choose if they want to be vaccinated or unvaccinated. I said, I've never seen a positive outcome. So that was my only comment. I don't know where he gets off on his high horse. And then asking, I think he said I should get the vaccination or resign or something. He works for the state. He's in cabinet. He's a minister. And he should know that it's not mandated for politicians at state, federal or local government to be vaccinated right now. And it's no one's business if someone chooses to vaccinate or not be jabbed. But saying I need to resign, I'd ask the question back to him, I guess. Does he think everybody that's decided not to be jabbed with this COVID vaccine, does he, at every industry, should resign? So I think he should pull his head in, to be honest.
If you had your time again, would you draw a parallel between apartheid and COVID-19 vaccination?
Well, the parallel wasn't between that. The parallel was about dividing people, dividing a population against themselves, and it's not positive. So absolutely, I think creating division amongst the community, whether it's, like I said, male versus female, straight people versus homosexuals, you don't get a positive outcome. What we need right now is more compassion and empathy and understanding and less division.
Do you think that if you had your time again...
But to think about it, why was it contentious and emotional? Because dividing a country against yourselves is not a positive thing, is it?
The counter-argument might be put that community leaders, to galvanise a community and bring it together, perhaps using contentious language around something like apartheid, isn't actually going to have that effect.
There was nothing contentious about what I said. There's nothing contentious. People can be snowflakes if they like and try and make something more out of what I said than what I did, which has obviously happened here. I never made a big contentious statement. So I just don't understand where you're coming from or where Craig's trying to come from, because it's not a contentious statement. Any kind of prejudice is not good.
I want to touch on the resignation element of these claims or this statement made by Member for Barron River, Craig Crawford. Are you now worried about how you will be able to conduct your day-to-day business as a consequence of what's transpired in the last 48 hours for yourself personally?
No, not at all. I don't have my meetings in pubs or cafes anyway. I come to work, I can work from home, I go out and meet people at the local park or on the phone. My job won't change. I'm just going to concentrate on doing my job and doing it to the best of my ability.
This will limit your ability to attend public venues, though, as well, Brett Olds. As a councillor, does that concern you if you can't access, you know, major public facilities and the like in the near future? Do you not think that will inhibit your ability in some ways to do your job?
Like, what? I don't know what meetings you think I'm having at these public facilities. I don't know. So
I'll give you an example if you like.
Yeah, that'd be good because I'm thinking what.
Sure. Here, let's say there's a media event at the Cairns Convention Centre and you're unable to attend as a consequence. So I would think, as a working member of the media, that that actually might make your job harder in terms of giving appraisals and actually attending a function like that, for example.
Oh, I don't think it's me missing out on a function at the convention centre is really going to stop me doing the core business. That's not my core role as a councillor. I listen to the community and I help them with their issues. So if I can't go to a junket and get some free wine and everything here and there, so if you have a media event over there, you can do what you're doing now. You can give me a call.
Brett Olds is the Division 9 councillor for Cairns Regional Council. He's with us on ABC Radio. What if there is a mandate that is imposed for local government employees and politicians in the near future that they must have the COVID-19 vaccination? What will you do then?
Oh, you cross that bridge when it comes to it, mate. Every decision, every choice you make has a consequence. But again, right now, it is everyone's choice. There's no point in dealing in hypotheticals. I've talked to my general practitioners and a couple of them, and I've talked to my family, and I've made my decision for my personal reasons, and I'm comfortable with my decisions.
In the court of public opinion, we've seen unvaccinated public figures face a considerable amount of scrutiny. So you're entering a territory that you would have seen and had serious challenges negotiating in terms of the court of public opinion, so to speak. How deeply did you consider those elements or those challenges alongside your own personal private health concerns before essentially divulging the fact that you've made this decision not to get vaccinated?
So I've never told anyone to not get the jab, but I've never told anyone to get the jab. That's their decision for their body. So when I got asked by a journalist last week, I just decided to be honest. I said, but it's nobody's business. It's a private matter. But you've asked me a straight question. I'll give you a straight answer. And I'm giving you a straight answer too now. The reason I don't want other people to be like, oh, Councillor Olds hasn't had it, so I'm not going to have it. I don't want other people to say, well, he's a prick. He should have this and that. I don't want to play in that space. But at the same time, I do want to be honest with people. When I get asked a straight question, I have to give them a straight answer. Hopefully other people can take some courage out there, because they should be allowed, and they are. In a democracy, in a free country that we're supposed to live in, they have the right to their own medical choices, and those decisions are for them alone. I've seen that, you know, some people started throwing darts, and obviously Craig Crawford's one of them. But I've actually had a lot of people reach out to me and say, thank you so much for speaking out. And some people are vaccinated and saying, thank you for speaking out.
I want to circle back lastly to the apartheid comment, just lastly. This issue, among a number of other historical events, evokes profound emotions within some Australians.
It should provoke profound emotions, because it's a really bad thing to do, to be prejudiced against anyone. I'm saying it's terrible to divide a population against itself, and I won't stand for it.
The end of my question was going to be that, do you think by drawing that parallel, perhaps you've taken away from the argument that you were trying to make in the first place?
Not at all, actually, because that scallywag Craig Crawford took it the wrong way, it's actually got me on your radio program to talk about and explain it, so it's probably a good parallel. I'm interested to see how it goes on December 17th. I'll stay at home like I've been told to do. I won't go out to cafes or pubs. But we'll see what happens after a month or 6 weeks of these rules that this tyrannical Premier and her scallywag people like the Deputy Premier and also Craig Crawford, they've made these decisions and they'll have to live with the consequences.
That is Division 9 Councillor Brett Olds putting his cards on the table there in relation to his vaccination status, and speaking to Sam Davis, ABC Drive producer.